From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
How about dairy?
There you go.
Come on.
What's the magic number? Seven. Seven's the magic number. It's a Tom Brady number, isn't it?
Seven except in a row.
It's a Tom Brady number, except this is dairy products and that's American football. But anyway, seven is the number. Seven consecutive rises in the Global Dairy Trade Index, now running back to the 3rd of November. Actually, Mike, now 10 of the last 11 auctions have delivered positive results for the Global Dairy Trade Index. So the headline Global Dairy Trade Index is now the highest it's been since early 2014. Pretty good, huh? Look, the context coming in was a 19% rise in the index since November the 3rd. Obviously, now that's over 20%. And leading in, futures pricing was suggesting that whole milk powder would support the auction. Well, looking at the category breakdown of the result, that's exactly what happened. So whole milk powder up 4.3%, skim milk powder flattening off now for the last three auctions, but whole milk powder pretty much an upward trend since September of last year. Average price per metric ton back then, $2,884. It's now $3,615, so pretty material lift, 25%. Certainly the highest price we've seen for whole milk powder. Look, I haven't checked, at least the last 5 years, I haven't looked before that yet. We don't have the detail of the auction yet, but leading into this auction, we'd seen very strong demand out of China, Southeast Asia. We would presume that continued in the auction this morning. These days, something like over 70% of our dairy exports go into that Asia-Pacific region, so we're selling more into that region, and we're selling it at higher prices.
Good. All good. Love to hear it. Only thing hotter than dairy is housing.
Here's the sizzle. Before we look at the details, Mike, just take a step back. Here we are sitting in lockdown, right? We're in lockdown. As we move towards the end of the lost summer of tourism, tourism and hospitality sectors are in real strife, but we just keep getting these better than expected economic numbers, exports, strong housing, strong employment bouncing back. So what we're actually seeing is that the asymmetric, the uneven outcomes of the coronavirus pandemic. But anyway, no surprises, the REINZ data, other than the magnitude of some of the price rises. Median price up 19.3% across the country. National median price now 730,000. Look, this is a historically significant housing boom. If we look back over the last sort of 20 or 30 years, it is significant. Auckland up 14.9%. Yes, the rest of the country, I can see them wryly noting that we're still holding the rest of the country back. But record prices in Bay of Plenty, Hawke's Bay, Taranaki, Nelson, if I look within other region, Thames, Coromandel, all those batch owners will be happy. That's within the Waikato data. And within Auckland, sunny North Shore City and Rodney both hitting record highs. From a volume point of view, Auckland market really does stand out with volumes up significantly compared to last year. So the sleeping giant finally did wake up. I mean, look, Mike, we can wax lyrical about these numbers. Homeowners can sort of revel and luxuriate in the wealth effects of higher home values. But the question is, what happens now? And if we just very quickly step through it, LVR restrictions, they are being mandated. The thing is, to some degree, they've already been in place, already in practice by a number of lenders. Will there be a bright line test extension? I expect so. Will there be a significant supply response? Yes, over time, but you've got capacity constraints there. Remember, we're not importing a labour force anymore. That doesn't happen overnight. Big restriction continues to be infrastructure. You can't build houses if you can't get the infrastructure in. The RMA revamp, that will be complex, potentially timely. Interest rates, they will go up, but they're not going to go up in the short term. What does this all add up to, Mike? Probably stays strong.
Exactly. I would agree. What are the numbers?
31,506 on the Dow Jones. That's up 48 as we look at it. It's been up and down a little bit this morning. S&P 500, 3,931, barely changed. NASDAQ, 14,031, down 64 as we speak. FTSE 100, 6,748, down 7. The Nikkei, 30,467, up 1.28% overnight. Shanghai Composite up 1.4% overnight, 3,655. The ASX 200 gained 48 yesterday, 6,917. And we finally got a bit of positive news back into the NZX 50, up 100 points, 0.8%, 12,610. The New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.7209 against the US, 0.9291 Aussie, 0.5954 euro, 0.5183 pounds, 76.32 yen. Gold off a bit actually, $1,796.09. Brent crude, $63.08.
You have a good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow, hopefully out of lockdown. jomiwealth.co.nz.